it's always been that way. The people have been telling the police how to do your jobs.
I'll have your job.
Time immemorial.
Yeah.
But is it just that we've just, with social media, especially in the media, as you said, we have to take those criticisms as well, that it's just too much now?
Yes. I think there's just so much of it. I mean, we're human, like anything else. If something bad happens, you know, but now we have it on video, and I think the media really plays it up. I mean, they're going for shock value. We always have, as a society. You're going to watch something that, you know, we all want to watch the car wreck. Nobody just wants to see normal, everyday stuff. Everybody wants to see what's the shock value, and I think that's where we're at now.
What would you tell your 1995-year-old self about a police career?
I don't know if I'd tell him, just good luck, because there was such a learning and a growing, in a sense that, you know, through the years, I wouldn't have changed it. I did everything I wanted to do with the Evansville Police Department, and I'm thankful for. They've given me a good life.
So that's your advice to your 1995 self?
Yeah. Just stay the course.
Good luck.
Good luck. Let's face it, you know, the first couple of years, you're working 4 days on, 2 days off. First, second, or third shift, usually third and second shift, it's rough on families. And I went to be a crime prevention officer. It was 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday. My wife was extremely happy to have me home. Then I went to juvenile, and that was more of it. And I got to work a lot of day shift through my career, which is pretty much unheard of. But I was lucky enough to get into positions that the hours were great. Maybe juvenile wasn't the – a lot of people didn't want to mess with the kids. Oh, those juvenile and all the paperwork and things like that. I'm like, I'll give it a shot, you know. But, you know, I was just lucky enough to go where I wanted to go. I love my job. I like the administration. I like the people I worked with. And to make that decision to – and I can still remember – Sergeant Doug Schneider sitting there. I had signed my paper to retire. He says, I'm sitting this on my desk. I'm going to ask you the question. Do you want me to file it or throw it in the, and he had a trash can sitting right next to it. I can do this right now. This is your time. You cannot go back. So he goes, I will throw it in this trash can right now. And this never happened. And we can get everything back. And I just said, it's time to go. And that was hard, knowing that there went my career. It's going to forever change. But the only thing that I was really thinking at that time, and this is kind of really weird, when I sign this paper, how is it going to affect somebody else? Because I can remember when I went from the streets to another job, somebody had to move for me to get my job. And the only thing I was really thinking about is there's some family. There's going to be a cop going home saying, guess what? I'm getting off the street. I'm going to be a financial crimes detective. I'm going to have these hours. I'm going to have a normal life. I'm thinking of that. It could be a female or somebody's going to get my job. And that's going to help somebody else's family. It's going to help a new cop. He may be in on the street for six years, whatever. But to go home and tell your spouse that, or boyfriend, girlfriend, family, guess what? I got this job and I'm not going to work every holiday, or I'm not going to do this or that. Life is going to be a little more normal. And that's what was going through my mind when I didn't throw my paper in the trash. When I was leaving the last year, 2 years, was there a feel of stress in the department in general? Yeah. And hopefully that'll, you know, we can work through that. Because I think everybody's stressed out in every way, shape, or form.
Why is that? You can't say that and let it go.
Can't let go. I think because, you know, defund the police.
Okay.
And you know, I'll be honest with you. I mean, with the protesters, you know, we want to get rid of the police. You know, threats to the police. Is something going to happen to us? For just doing your job, just being who you are, when all the protests were happening, you know, are we going to be okay? Well, it's Friday at 5 o'clock and it's time to go home. Oh, by the way, go get your gear. We have some protesters coming here and we're afraid they're going to, you know, smash in all the windows and loot WNIN. So we're going to go down there. I think that's the stress. You're like, what's going to come? What's happening? Was I ever worried for my safety? No. Even with the protests, you know, as I watched the protests happen and, you know, I was speaking to the people, what really got me was I recognized some of the faces in the crowd. They were my friends or acquaintances. And that's your right to protest and how you feel. But it was, you know, we learned that it was more of the people from out of the city that were causing more of the trouble. But what kind of struck me as odd was when the protesters got done, they had a group that came up and picked up the trash. I thought, okay, you know, there's people in this group that, you know, you may not like what's going on in the world, but, you know, you still care about your community. You care about the pick up the trash, pick up the water bottles, pick up the stuff. And that just kind of struck me as like, okay, those are the Evansville people that are there.